This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, yeah, it's Monday. Oh, God, every week we get a new one of these. Yay. This is a particularly nasty little Monday, as I'm sure you're well aware, with us losing an hour. It's only an hour, but it is devastating. Especially if you have like a baby, you just got onto some kind of schedule and now everything changes.
Well, that's it. Schedule.
Mm.
Like most of us function on a schedule.
Yep.
And
that's true.
In the youth, I'll give this to the youth. I was one of them once.
Yes.
Chaos seems to be fine when you're young. You know, whatever, the changing schedule, the whatever, right. You just kind of go.
Okay, I'll roll with it.
I'll do whatever I got to do.
I don't care. What do I care?
I still want to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you know, enjoy your one less hour of life. But I started to say this. When I got into bed yesterday at like, you know, 6:30 or whatever, I'm like, damn, it's like broad daylight out there. And I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. The whole, it's really only 5:15, 5:30, whatever. Okay, oops. So I had to batten down the hatches, close up the crypt. Oh, we both wore brown sweatshirts. That's cute.
It isn't. We have to take pictures today.
Oh, okay.
We're going to look like we planned it.
Well, didn't we? I mean, remember all those times when we wore the same maroon sweatshirt together?
Oh,
I want to say that's the last picture we did together on Instagram was us wearing the same shirt.
We'll do one today with, yeah.
Perfect. Wow. Yeah.
There we go.
That's going to be great.
Always looking for content.
Yes.
Oh, that's content.
Oh, it's hot content. Yeah.
Yeah. Titanic at the California Symphony. All this week, we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films, Titanic. This is something that they do from time to time. It's super cool. Like something that has like a big orchestral soundtrack to it. They'll be playing the movie and playing along with it live and doing the music live. It's really cool. John and my kids went to at least one of these things and loved it. But they're at night, so I never go. This is your opportunity. April 4th, Davies Symphony Hall. It's an award-winning film. I'm sure you're familiar with Titanic. And it's got the live orchestra playing the soundtrack, which is amazing.
Cool.
We got code words all this week at 8:05 in the morning. So a couple hours from now, we'll have your first chance. You text the code word into the contest line and you'll be entered for your chance to win. Okay. Here is how Gene Hackman and his wife died. It's okay. All spelled out. This is what they have released. It's tragic. Authorities say that Betsy went first of something called hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. It is a severe respiratory illness you get from contact with infected rodents. I want to say people were talking about hantavirus a couple years ago.
I've never heard that word.
I'm not sure. Is it the one that you can also get from like a litter box too?
I don't know, but I do know that there was a period of time where everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, it was like people were getting it. Like, I don't know if these are infected rats or whatever, but it was, you know, whatever the scenario is, that's what they say. She had hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. It is a severe respiratory illness you get from contact with infected rodents. So contact, maybe they had a rat trap set and she got a little bit of rat on her, or she was cleaning rat droppings up from something. I do not know.
Well, rats could have been in food she ate.
Yeah.
They get into your cupboard. Who knows?
Right. She's scooping out oatmeal that is tainted. So Betsy dies. We hear that she dies in the bathroom. She knocks over some pills. There's a space heater there next to her. She's dead.
It looks like there's some symptoms to this. You wouldn't just kick.
Okay.
So that sounds like this is something she was, and she's a caregiver. So maybe she was ignoring herself in the process of trying to take care of her elderly husband.
Right.
But she, it, from what I'm looking at, I just looked it up. Intense headaches, back and abdominal pain, fever, chills, nausea, blurred vision. These are all things she should have been experiencing.
Right. Not just drop dead. Yeah,
I mean, you would go to the doctor.
Right.
Abdominal problems like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, chills.
Right, you would think. They're not saying anything about her having seen a doctor. Maybe she's just treating her. So maybe she's got plenty of painkillers at the house. So she gets hantavirus and she dies. Gene Hackman goes on for about a week.
With her dead in the bed.
She's dead. No, she's dead in the bathroom on the floor. They're saying he has advanced Alzheimer's. He may not have even known that she died. He did not know how to take care of himself. There was no food in his system. He hadn't been eating. He showed, it, you know, there's a dog that died there in the closet. I don't know if he's letting the dogs in and out. He also showed signs of multiple heart surgeries and prior heart attacks. And we knew that because he had a pacemaker anyway. So I'm not, you know, died of not eating or drinking or caring for himself. I don't know. Authorities say February 11th was the last day that Betsy was known to be alive. She was seen on surveillance cameras at a CVS. And an analysis of Gene's pacemaker suggests he died on the 17th or 18th. Their bodies were discovered on the 26th. So sometime between the 11th and the 17th or 18th, she passes and then nobody finds them until the 26th.
Tragic.
Really super, super sad. But not having had the Alzheimer's piece is significant. I think even his daughter was saying, no, he's great. He was in good health. He was out there. You know, that's okay. Well, that's the thing about Alzheimer's is you physically, you are going on. As long as someone's caring for you, you may live a lot longer. But with no one there caring for him.
Yeah.
It's amazing, actually, that he didn't wander off.
There's lots of incidents that lead up to someone who finally has to be cared for, like put somewhere.
Right.
We have family going through that. It's not fun.
No, there's nothing fun about that. But it's one of those, yeah, boy, the end of life stuff. It's really tough.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there was no foul play.
Right.
That's good news. I'm glad to hear, you know, at first, even when they, you hear that she passed first, you think, what is he thinking? Oh, he can't.
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't really know what's going on. Didn't even feed, like, didn't go in the kitchen and rummage around, like, didn't know to feed himself.
Or to get, ask for help.
Right. Or anything. So sad. It's just super sad.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany's at it again.
Spears, you mean?
Yeah, Britney Spears. Let's have a nice look at that. This is she's moved to a new room in her house, so I guess that's good news.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at her standing in front of a. Can you double click on that and it should go bigger? Like, no, nothing. Okay. Well, anyway, she's.
Oh, she's dancing.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, of course she's dancing. That's what she does. So she's moved to a large fireplace in her house. At one point toward the end of the video, I don't know how far into this we'll get, she is a little bit off balance and sort of pulls the grate, the Okay. What do they call that? Over the front of the fireplace, it opens. It's like opens, and so you can see it now, but it's these two metal doors, and she's sort of, it looks like she's almost going to fall, and then she's turning, like, she sticks her butt into the fire. I'm like, oh my God. It's a very long video that she's edited a lot of things with. And she's, so we're in a new room. We got some new music going. She's dancing to a Justin Timberlake song.
You know, Brittany...
Like, does she know that?
Oh, you don't think she knows that?
Look, here it is. Here's what she kind of like falls. She's like, you're going to sit in the fireplace, lady. The fire's going, by the way.
As her videos go, this one's good.
Okay. Why? Because she's smiling the whole time?
There's no knife. She doesn't look nearly as vacant as she has in past videos. I can't, it's very small.
Yes.
And I don't have the best vision, no. But I'm just saying it doesn't seem as bad as some of her others.
Yeah. I still think she's got that kind of staring. She doesn't blink a lot. You know, there's not a lot of, even though she's whipping her hair around and
her
doing all these
extensions,
moves.
Like, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. She just really never blinks. I don't think I saw one blink in this whole video. Anyway, she's got, I would say a solid 50% chance of falling into that fireplace at some point. Well, if she keeps doing it from this room.
As I've seen, this is one of the better, more healthy videos in recent years. So good for her.
Well, she was. She even went, I got to get a change of scene. For a long time, she was in this one living room, and then she moved to that bathroom.
And you see stuff scattered around. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, there's garbage everywhere.
It's even like, as you look at this video, there's a... It front and center there is a, there's a fireplace, but there's a couch like perched
way
right
too
on
close.
The edge, like
yeah.
Really way too close. And just, I mean, it looks like you could just go shove, shove, shove. And also, I mean, God, if you're going to dance in front of a fireplace, put down a bearskin rug, lady. What are you doing? You'd be rolling all over that thing. She just got, it's like a bear. It looks like someone just took some furniture and threw it around in there.
Brittany looks good, everyone.
No, she doesn't.
I think she's on the comeback trail.
No.
This is as good as she's looked, Sarah. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're saying it's getting better. It's getting better
all
the time.
This is better, by far.
Yeah, she should try blinking. I feel like blinking would humanize her a little bit more. She'll look a little bit less robotic. There's a few pictures. There's a few shots from this new vantage point in front of the... by the way, the fireplace is like a white marble fireplace that clearly there's been some issues in. Because the whole top of it looks burnt. You know how sometimes the top of a fireplace can get that coated with, like maybe you forgot to open the flue or something, and you get that black sooty look at the top.
What is this one?
This is another one. Just a different one. This is her new place that she's
right,
doing her videos.
This isn't the same day.
No, this is a different day.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, now she's wearing like a cheetah print tie.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Can you throw one of those up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Oh, yeah,
maybe
sure.
We can enjoy that. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention that we were talking about this movie, Mickey 17, which is like a sci-fi dark comedy starring Edward Cullen, also known as Robert Pattinson, whatever his name is, emo Batman, I think. And that did win the box office, but $19 million, it underperformed with what they were hoping for. Captain America... Brave New World was number two. That's been out for 4 weeks, though. It's made about $176 million.
Which is not the billion that they want.
No, absolutely not. The Brutalist was at number 24, down 5 spots. You'd think it would be up, but maybe it just had like a little burst. It wasn't a movie that made a lot of money. Total take so far, 12 weeks in theaters. 50,
well, The Brutalist is heavy, right?
Yes. I mean, it's right there in the title. Just sounds heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Brody won the big award for it, though. And talked and talked and talked to us. We loved it. Okay, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
I'm going to tell you how to get through today after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. That's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is driving change for our Bay Area community. When local nonprofit partners need vehicles like golf carts or maintenance trucks, Fremont Bank Foundation steps up. Learn more at fremontbank.com. All right, here's what's happening on this fine Monday morning.
Is it fine?
It is.
You're trying to make me feel like it's fine?
I'm trying to make everyone feel like it's fine, yes.
Well, I'd like to talk to Danielle, but other than that,
I don't know. There's something going on, and most of this is just in our heads, the whole time change. It shouldn't be that big a deal.
But it is.
Shouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah. By the end of the week, we'll be over it.
I was exhausted, climbed in bed, and went, there's no reason why I shouldn't sleep. Bills are paid. Right. Everything's fine.
My eyes are burning. I'm totally yawning. Why am I not sleeping?
Right. It's all in my head. Mm. Anyway, clouds expected today. Rain. And they're calling it another of those atmospheric rivers. Rain comes Wednesday, and depending on where you're at, could roll into the weekend.
All right.
So that's right now the forecast. Mm-hmm. Time did change over the weekend, and here's a couple tips to help you adjust to the time change.
Okay.
Get some sun.
Oh.
Spending time outside in natural light can help reorient your internal clock. Even if it's cloudy. Mm. So go out for a walk today.
Well, you should take advantage of today either way if we have a storm stack coming up. But I don't know about that one. They do say, though, you should let the sun hit you every possible day, at least for a few minutes. because you need that vitamin D.
It's for me, that's a very important part of my life. Mm. No question.
It can be a really, you know, big part of like your cheerfulness, your happiness. It's mood altering. I love just feeling that sun on your shoulders.
I like to get out and do my thing, either go surfing or ride bikes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But even in your backyard or wherever you can go outside and breathe fresh air. I don't go in my backyard much. I don't care.
Oh, man. I know. You're not going to be able to keep me out of my backyard
right.
Next few weeks.
Don't lean on that extra cup of coffee today. So get a little sun on your face, even if it's cloudy. Get outside. It'll help reorient your internal clock. Don't lean on an extra cup of coffee. It's tempting, but that noon cup of coffee is going to be the reason you can't sleep tonight. Or could be.
Mm.
I know some of you.
It ain't going to help.
I know some of you out there are like, I could chug a gallon before bed and sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. If I smell coffee, I'm up.
Oh. Yeah. I think a lot of people, though, they drink coffee all day, and because it doesn't make them jittery anymore, they're like, oh, no, it doesn't affect me at all. But it actually does affect your sleep. You know, for a long time, I would just drink, I'd come home and I'd drink the rest of the pot of coffee from that morning in iced coffee and thought nothing of it. I don't get jittery from coffee. I do like it. It does pick me up. It's ritualistic for me in the morning. But I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm like waking up every couple hours. I'm just not sleeping all the way through. And I stopped drinking coffee after the show and suddenly my sleep improved.
Mm.
Huh. Imagine that.
Eat meals on your new schedule. So if you normally eat lunch at 1, you might not feel hungry until 2, but sticking with your normal lunchtime can help you adjust quicker.
As in, eat at 1,
mm-hmm.
even though it's actually
2. Don't eat dinner too late either. That can keep you up. Get some exercise today and hydrate as well. These are some tips to help you adjust to the time change.
Well, okay.
Here's a name from, and this is, there is a story here.
Okay. There's no story or well, there is a story.
Erin Brockovich. Remember that name?
Yep.
She's in my newspaper this morning, which is actually on my computer screen, but you know.
Yes.
People won't let me have paper
the
around
new way
here.
Of the
they
world.
Fight me on it every time I turn around.
Oh, you can feel free to pick up the papers on your way in if you'd like to, Vinny.
It's too early.
Nobody's fighting
I'd
you about
love
that.
To send the interns out though. Can you go get me a
Where
Merc?
Where are the interns?
25 years ago, Julia Roberts won an Oscar for the hit movie Erin Brockovich.
Mm, it is a good movie.
She portrayed, do you know who she sued in the movie?
Because it's a real life thing.
It is a real life thing. So if you
Monsanto
watch
Monsanto or something, I don't know. I don't know. Is it an oil company? I can't remember what the problem was.
Water.
Was it about the water?
I thought so.
Yeah.
She portrayed the real life single mother of three who, as a paralegal, spearheaded a major lawsuit against PG&E.
Oh.
For its years of polluting water supplies in the small Mojave Desert town of Hinckley, which residents said caused cancers and other problems. PG&E settled the case for $333 million in 96. I bring up that story because she's in the news today. Erin Brockovich is still an environmental activist. She's working with a San Diego law firm and she's representing the residents of Moss Landing where there was recently that battery fire.
Yes.
The battery storage plant owned by Vistra, a Texas company, which burned on January 16th, releasing smoke and toxic heavy metals and they're saying it's in the water nearby and it's a whole thing. But Erin Brockovich
is in it.
In on that.
Well.
So she certainly brings a heightened level of scrutiny.
That'll bring a lot of attention to that case.
Yep.
That's great, actually. I mean, what a disaster.
Vistra is saying that they've tested the air, soil, and water, and there's no risk to the public.
Okay, well, let's have a look at that paperwork.
And so Erin is in on this, and she's basically saying, we're not getting all the story. The truth's not coming out. Well, good.
You can't handle the truth.
No, that's, I mean, you want someone who's, that is
You want a tiger in your corner.
Get in there.
Yep.
Make sure the people aren't taken advantage of.
Yes.
These that I don't even know. We still haven't. I still haven't heard. How'd that fire start?
No idea, right? We heard that it was happening and it was ongoing. And it was dangerous. Heavy metals. You never want to hear that. Come on.
Well, battery storage plant. Right. I mean, here we are.
Moving toward batteries.
Yeah. And it's just going to be a matter of these things got to be dealt with.
Right. Got to find ways to reuse or break down.
Even the batteries that you're putting in your, think daily use things, they say.
You're not supposed to throw those in the trash.
Don't put this in the trash. You need to dispose of this differently.
Yep.
I don't know if everyone does.
John does it. John. So I just hand him my batteries. Hey, I got some batteries. He's like, you're not supposed to throw in the trash. I'm like, okay, here they are.
Here, put these in your pocket. Yeah, do whatever you want.
Go ahead, deal with this. I'd love for you to deal with it.
Picking your nose. It's a
so
private
satisfying.
Thing. Well, yeah. I don't know. That's a terrible
Feels
way to.
Great.
I wouldn't have said that at all.
I love it.
You love it?
Picking my nose?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it. I guess love is maybe kind
of
strong.
The first thing out of your
good.
Mouth was so satisfying.
It is satisfying. It is. Oh, man, you pick a good one? It's great.
A good one what?
Booger. Hello? What are you picking out of your nose? Jesus. Getting little goblins out of there or something? What is happening? You got popcorn up there?
I'm actually more likely to find myself not having trimmed a hair recently enough and be like,
oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gross. Than I am to be picking a booger and feeling satisfied about it.
I'll like squeeze on my nose a little bit like that.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, oh, there's definitely a crunchy one in there. Let's get that out of there.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
I just like to have a clear nose.
A man in northern China recently had to be rushed into surgery after he picked his nose so hard he hit an artery.
Oh, what? Like, do you mean he went so deep that he like poked something in his head?
A man in northern China recently had to be rushed into surgery.
Oh my God.
After he picked his nose so hard, he hit an artery. Did you hear it that time?
I did, but I'm like, where in the, how deep in? I mean, I've done some pretty aggressive picking in my day and I've never struck an artery.
You never got a bloody nose?
Sure, a bloody nose, absolutely. That's different than nicking an artery.
Minor nosebleeds from picking your nose are common, but you'd really have to get up in there to hit an artery.
Oh, all right.
They're
so
way up inside.
Oh.
So he was really in pursuit.
Was there like, arterial, blood spatter, pulsing arterial blood?
You know when you're trying to do something and this is anything. It's not, I've never been, and I got a giant nose too, so I'm
surprised you don't, I'd be
jealous.
Like so tempted to pick that
thing. I'm sure you're like, boogers
two fingers
I could get
up
out
in
of
both sides.
Thing.
Please don't do that.
Well, I'm just, so anyway, I'm trying to say, I understand you're jealous of my beak.
Let me see your nostrils.
No, get out of here. I'm not going to show you up my nostrils.
I don't think you've got that
nostrils.
Big of nostrils. Let me see how big your nostrils are compared to like the overall size of your nose.
Come on, man.
I can't even really see his nostrils. I can see yours just fine. My nose, you can see my nostrils, but I can't really see Vinny's nostrils.
Well, they're
nostrils.
Up underneath the beak area.
Oh, you're saying there's like overhang of some eaves?
Yes. They're shadowed.
Right. I'll try and get a good look at that today and let you know. I'll give you my review.
Anyway.
Yeah, what were you saying?
The arteries are way up inside. Mm. He showed up at the hospital after he couldn't get the bleeding to stop. We're only hearing about it because his wife shamed him online.
Oh.
She posted a video on China's version of TikTok.
Isn't that TikTok? I don't understand. Is there another way to say TikTok in Chinese?
I know. Man, I'm not even on. She revealed he's a compulsive nose picker who has refused to stop picking. And it led to this.
Oh, so he's being punished for his avid picking.
The video is in Chinese and he's lying in a hospital bed while she mocks him for not listening to her That's helpful. Thanks, honey. Yeah.
Well, listen, sometimes you got something up there. You got to get it.
Yeah, the Chinese TikTok is called Douyin, and it is owned by the same company. It's ByteDance. It's the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They just didn't, so they named it. Do you think like that clocks in China go Douyin, 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 and ours go TikTok, TikTok, TikTok?
This is translates to shaking sound. That's what it.
Oh, what? Shaking sound.
Shaking sound.
Huh.
I don't get it.
Like a maraca? Like a chick, 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 chick.
Or TikTok.
Well, TikTok is like a clock sound. I don't think of it as a shaking sound. Of course, I might be thinking about this too much.
Yeah.
Well, doctors repaired the torn artery, so he's going to be okay.
Good. Thank goodness. Oh, my God. He's going to have to be more careful with his picking.
You nick an artery, pick in your nose, and die from it.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, she's in there making fun, and she guilts him into going. It must have been like never stopping, but not so crazy that he was going to die of loss of blood, I guess.
Listen, right. We all have
blood.
No, we all have our bodies and we do what we want with them. And I do think picking your nose is gross. Mm. Do I ever? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Something itchy or whatever. And sure. You're like, ah.
Yeah, I can't believe you pull hairs out of your nose. Like that would make one of my eyes run uncontrollably
well,
for
yeah,
an hour.
It does. I'll tell you another thing I did just this weekend, which I barely had time for anything, but I had a gray hair in this eyebrow.
In your eyebrow, yeah.
And I kept seeing it and I kept going, son of a biscuit, I got to remember to get that thing. And then finally I went, doink.
Tweezed it out.
Ow!
Oh, with your fingers?
No, I used tweezers, but it hurt. Like, holy crap, you guys are, that's what you're up to all the time, huh?
Tweezing is not awesome, not super fun.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I cut my eyebrows this weekend, you know, getting ready for my big gig.
You just cut them?
Yeah, I push them up like this, and then anything that's like too long, I snip it with my little
I just
sharp
use clippers
scissors.
And go.
Oh, God. No. Oh, you clip right over the top. Never even thought about that. No, mine lay pretty flat. I'm just looking for the really long ones because sometimes they'll like lay further up your head. I'm like,
no, you ever
happening?
See those guys? I mean, this is just one of those things that we all deal with. And when you're young, you're less likely to have to, but your eyebrows will just keep growing.
They get bushy.
And I just go zip, zip with clippers and they're.
What do you set them to?
I have a small pair of clippers that are just, it's just the one thing.
And it wouldn't take
short.
It all the way.
It
to
won't
the...
take it all the way down, okay. But it'll take it pretty close.
I see.
And then I don't have to think about
Never
it for a little
really
while.
Never really thought about that. That's great. I should tell my mom about that. My dad's, you can pull them out. They're 3 inches long.
Oh,
it's like,
that's
oh
what
my
I'm
God,
talking
Dad.
About. Those clippers, I just go right over the top of the eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Whatever's.
You growing hair out of your ears now?
No.
Oh, I am.
I mean, I have it, but I'm not growing it. No.
Yeah, John's constantly has little cuts all over his ears. I'm like, I don't know. There must be a better way.
Oh, because he's using the razor
in
the shower.
Razor up his things that he's, trying to shave this one part, but then there's all these other protrusive parts. So he like, you know, snorks a big piece up the middle of the pinna there. I'm like,
it's
oh my God.
It's actually funny that you say that. I'd gone, you know how sometimes we'll go to sales and say, hey, if there's things that you know, they'll say to us, if there's things that you guys want, we can find a client. Maybe there's a good fit.
Right, or things that you use all the time or whatever.
I absolutely went to them and said, I want, what's the permanent laser hair removal of my ears?
On your ears.
Because no, I'm not growing my ear hair.
Yeah.
I want it off.
Yeah, but it isn't.
And I don't have, like, John's got a big old fro.
Yeah.
So he can, like, his ears aren't.
It's not the end of the world for
gaping
him.
Gaping and wide open to the world.
He apparently is paying attention to it. It must be bad if he's actually paying attention to it because he can't see anything anymore. He's always looking at me like, oh, you're so cute. I'm like, you can't see. Stop telling me that or keep telling me, whatever.
I was trying to love you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's working.
Why do you hate love so much?
I don't hate love. It's nice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Absolutely, the Chinese TikTok is different. They control the algorithms, so they're not so aggressive as they are elsewhere in the world.
Oh. Can I ask Scott Budman about that? He's coming in on Wednesday.
Oh, great.
All right.
Excellent.
I miss Scott Budman so much.
Scott Budman.
We didn't even have him on when all the planets lined up.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is more satisfying than waxing your nostrils. I know we say that kind of thing I mean, that's a little over the top, don't you think? Nothing is more satisfying.
Well, there is, I've never done it, but I confess that I kind of want to.
Didn't we do that?
We didn't do it.
I did it.
Oh, did you?
I did it.
Oh. Yeah, it looked to me, I was like, I can't do that because I know what it does to me if I pull one nose hair out. Like, I use my little sharp scissors and just take it all down, you know, move the little nose bits around and get at all the pieces.
Nose bits?
You know, whatever. You have to kind of angle it so you can get to the thing you're doing.
A nose-heavy nose break. Bits, I'm going to get notes on this one.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Too much nose.
A little bit too much nose. Everyone's got a nose. So we like talking about the things everyone has.
My uncle goes in and gets his ears waxed. That's another route. I'd love to just have it lasered permanently because your uncle may have found someone that he can just keep a steady every, you know, 4 weeks or through 6 weeks appointment with. But I don't have that.
Right.
I don't know where I would even go get that. But it's happening regularly. That's why John's always got little cuts because every now and then he'll look and go, oh.
No, he says now he just, whenever he shaves, he just quickly skirts over the places, but then he clearly cuts. Is nicking stuff.
Well,
I'm like, it's just, I mean, what's worse, a little tuft of hair or just, you know, a gory looking ear cut?
The tuft of hair.
Yeah, that's worse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't want hair out of
you
your ears.
You also don't want like blood dripping out of your ears.
Yeah, a little blood's okay. Yeah. Maybe you did it playing hockey.
Okay, sure. Very scrappy. He's very scrappy. I think Danielle Reyes just showed up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's exciting. Maddie's going to get her.
Oh, good. Sarah, you can tell. Oh, wait a minute. Sarah, you can tell a lot about a person's cognitive abilities with their blink rate. Slower rate of blinking equals deficits. Special education teacher.
Oh.
Odyssey. Hollister.
That is very interesting. That's a reference to the Britney Spears vacant, wide-eyed, deer in the headlights thing that she does all the time with that dancing. It was weirdly noticeable in this particular one. I don't know if it's the lighting. I just really noticed it, but she's whipping her hair all around, putting her arms in front of her face, and her eyes are just glued open. There's nothing going on there. Very blank look. Oh, there she is. Danielle just walked in. Does she look good? Cannot wait to talk to you. Turn your head that way. There she is.
Oh.
Right there. Danielle. Okay. Want to take a break? You got a couple more?
No. Yeah.
Oh, break. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Danielle Reyes is from Big Brother and the Traitors is up next.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.